talked about small beginnings, great ends. How many of you remember those messages if you were here? Amen? Now today, that was really, I didn't tell you then, but it was really part of a series that's leading up to this message today. And today, the message is the final chapter, the image of Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The epilogue, the image of Christ. See, that's what this is all about. See, you know, God, he prophesies the future in Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 10. I want you to talk with me. He says, I am the Lord that declares the end from the beginning, like we said 2 weeks ago, prophesying the future. See, he always says what he's going to do. And last week when we talked about the small beginnings, see, greater end is, he said, I will do all of my pleasure in Isaiah 46 verse 10. See, praise the Lord. We're going to talk about his greatest pleasure today. His greatest pleasure, which he himself has prophesied beforehand. We're going to talk about it today. I'm going to read in Isaiah chapter 46. I want you to turn with me real quick as I read this in verse 10. It says, remember from verse 9, the former things, for I am the Lord. See, I'm God. There is none else. See? And it says, there is none like me. Amen. How many of you say amen to that?
Amen.
Well, I challenge you to show me one that's like the Lord. See? You can't do it. See, there is nobody like him. And he says, declaring the end from the beginning, from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Well, he revealed his counsel in Genesis 1:26. He said, I will make man in my image. See, that was his counsel. And I will let him have dominion over all the works of my hands. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. See, he prophesied it in advance. See, of what he was going to do. Turn with me to Psalm chapter 8. In Psalms, the 8th chapter, the Lord, he had already foretold, see, what he was going to do. Because he said, I will put them upon the earth, I will give them my image. I will reproduce myself in man, is basically what he was saying. And I will make them to have dominion. Let them have dominion over all the works of my hands. But we'll discuss this morning why he missed that dominion, why they fell. See? And we'll see God's plan to bring them back. Psalms chapter 8, he says in verse 4, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And what is the son of man that thou didst visit him? He said, thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him to have dominion, see, over all the works of the hands. See, and thou hast put all things under his feet. Amen. That was the plan of God, to put all things under the feet of his elect. See, all the sheep and oxen and yea, all the beasts of the field, and he says the fowl of the air and all these things, and whatever passes through the parts of the seas. Oh Lord, how excellent. Amen. It's thy name in all the earth. See, that's the plan that God had from the beginning. See, and he said it, he made it clear in Genesis 1:26-28. See, but Adam could not get the job done. The devil thought that he would frustrate the grace of God and the plan of God. Now last week, when we talked about small beginnings and greater ends, that was the natural. See, today, we're going to talk about the spiritual part. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 46, see, the Bible says, first comes the natural. And then afterwards, that which is spiritual. How many of you know?
know that's you. First, there was Adam. He was a natural man. See? And he could not get the job done. See? And then, because he failed, oh boy, now, here comes Jesus. Amen. Amen. And Jesus, he got the job done. And the Bible calls him the firstborn among many brethren. See, but when God gives you promise, see, because when God gave promise to Abraham, see, the devil always tries to frustrate the promises of God. We told you last week, those of you who are here, about Joseph. The visions and the dreams and everything that God gave him. You know, and how his brethren said, well, we'll see about those dreams. We kill him over here, or we cast him into here, or sell him into slavery, or do all of these things. We'll see about those dreams now. See? But you cannot kill the vision. Amen. Amen. They cast him into jail, doing all of these things, but the vision came to pass anyhow. See, and in Genesis chapter 17, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, Abraham, his name was Abraham there, not Abraham. See, it was Abraham. I said, walk thou before me, verse 1 of Genesis 17, and be thou perfect. From verses 1 to 7, he told him the plan, what he was going to do. He said, well, I know Abraham, you know, Abraham was his name there. And he said, I'm going to change your name to Abraham. See, I'm going to make you a father of nations. That's what Abraham means. See. But Abraham was 90 years old and he had not a single child. So but Abraham believed the promise. And he went about and said, you know, he changed his name. He could have filed, you know, today they filed the name change or whatever. You know, he broadcast to his friends. And I could just see him walking around and saying, hey, I'm going to be father of nations. Now those people looked at him and said, boy, we always knew you were crazy. You know. But we didn't know you were this stupid. I mean, look at you. You're 90 years old. See, you don't even have a child. And we have all our children around about us here. Are you now, all at once, going to do more valiantly than all of us put together? Father of nations indeed. See? And they mocked him every day. But Abraham, he kept saying, I'm going to be the father of nations. How many of you say amen?
Amen.
See, when the Lord gives you promise, see, if you don't believe it, it's not going to come to pass. See, the promise of God is true. But it is your faith in his word that brings it to pass. To life. Let God be true. See, he said. And when God gave promise to Mary, the Bible said she believed it in her heart. The things that the angel said. Amen. If she hadn't believed it, it would not come to pass. But God always chooses someone that will believe in promise. See, the Lord knew what he was going to do in the life of Abraham. And so he prophesied it. See, and Abraham went out believing it. But that was the natural. See, and Abraham thought that, you know, sometimes he probably thought that, oh, you know, all that the Lord meant was that I'm going to get all these children and so forth like that. He even said, you know, Sarah doesn't have a child and so forth like that. Well, you know, one time he said, well, let Ishmael, you know, and so forth. And the Lord said, don't worry about that. See, in your seed, which is Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So Christ, all the nations. But there was Abraham all the time, he thought he was just talking about the natural. See, he got caught up in that. Yeah, sure, God, he promised the natural. But it is beyond that. And last week we talked about the natural. How God promises you, you know, greater things, even though you start small. I say, who has despised the day of small things? These be the eyes of the Lord. See, little beginnings, but greater ending. The kingdom of God, as we read last week, see, starts as small, mustard seed, but it grows unto the greatest dream. How many of you say amen to that? See, so today, we're going to talk about the final chapter in the vision of God. It's more than just your physical blessings. Well, he wants you to have all the blessings in the world. See? But it's more than just that. It's more than, hey, you know, the Lord should give me a job and so forth like that, and, you know, heal my sickness and all these things. You know, he does all of that. But there is something beyond that. See, well, God already knows the end from the beginning. How many of you know that's true? The Lord could never acquire any new knowledge. The Now he has given you knowledge. See, God cannot give you knowledge. He already knows everything. He knows the end from the beginning, declaring the things even from ancient times that are not yet known. And today, we are going to show. You know, when you are in the courtroom, you say the evidence will show. See, amen. You know, the trial lawyers and so forth, you know, they walk before the jury and they say the evidence will show. Say, we will show by the evidence, such and such. And the other one will say, well, we'll show by the evidence. Well, this morning, we will show by the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
That what God said concerning you is coming to pass. And we're talking about the spiritual now. You know, the spiritual. See, we're talking about the spiritual. Last week we talked about, see, the, we talked about the natural and so forth. So let's move beyond that now. Let's talk about the spiritual. Now, what is the spiritual thing that God foresaw about you that he said is coming to pass? I want you to turn with me to Romans chapter 8 and verse 29. See, the spiritual thing that he said about you that is coming to pass, the thing that God knew, the thing that he foresaw, he says right here in Romans chapter 8 and verse 29. Amen. For whom he did foreknow. See, I told you God cannot learn any new knowledge. He already knows everything. But those that he knew, he also did predestinate. And what is the predestination? That they should be conformed to the image, amen, of his son. That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. See? But people lose sight of the fact that God doesn't want only one son. He wants many. That's why he said many brethren. Today, all over the world, people are gathering together, remembering, you know, Christmas. Well, I don't think that Christ was even born on December. You know, but that's besides the point. You know, we're not talking about the birth of Christ now. We're talking about the birth of the nature of Christ in you. See, because that's what he wanted in the beginning. Because he said, "I will make man in my image." See. And that was the plan, that was the vision. And he prophesied. See, but the devil said, you know, if I have anything to do with that, it's not going to happen. See, it's not going to happen. Well, I have news for the devil. It is happening already. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Because the Bible says that I am the Lord, and we walk, and who will let it? You cannot hold the hand of God and hold it back from what he will do. Here is what the Lord desires to do. God always wanted to be a father. See? Amen? He always wanted to be a father. See? In Luke chapter 3 verse 38, Luke 3 38, we're told how God became a father. See? You read the whole chapter of Luke chapter 3, you will see the genealogy. And when he came to Adam, he said, "And Adam was the son of God." Well, that's how God became a father. See. But he already was a father. See, because God never changes. He cannot become anything new. See. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. He cannot become anything new. Otherwise, he will no longer, because Jesus Christ is the same. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. He can never become anything new. So he had always been a man. So he said, well, see, I'm going to make this man in my image. But he did not get the job done. So he did away with that. Praise the Lord. You can read all about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verses 46 through 49. Verse 49. See, is the vision that is coming to pass. Amen. I want you to talk with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And verse 49. See, even as you have heard the image, see, of the earthly, which is Adam, so shall
Now you also behave. Amen. The image of the heavenly, which is Christ. See, we started from Adam, corruptible seed. See, but we are going to an incorruptible. Declare the power to be the sons of God. Just like God, that Jesus with power to be the Son of God. How many of you say amen to that?
Amen.
This is not corruptible seed. Because the corruptible seed, they could not get the job done. See? And God, He looked at our whole generation, and the other day we said, denied it. Rejected. See? It's not a generation of Christians. Because He rejected that. He's creating for the generation of His Son. Whom He will birth the image of Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now this image of Christ is what we are talking about today. We started as if it would not happen. Because we all came from Adam. And it looked like a corruptible seed. Because once they departed from the commandment of God, the glory of God departed, and it looked like all hope was lost. But there was a secret that God had held from before the foundation of the world. Since the world began, He held that secret. And in Romans chapter 16, we are told how that this secret that God held before the world began is now being made manifest. Romans chapter 16, now, verse 25. To him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel. See, and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. See, He kept that secret. He kept the mystery secret. Because the devil has fallen, you know, and the devil thinks that he can frustrate the plan of God. See, then it wouldn't happen. That's the same way they wanted to frustrate the visions of Joseph. That's the same way that the people mocked Abraham's city when he told of the promise of God. See, and they said, well, it's not going to happen. See, because you don't even have a child. But look at it today. Amen. Even we are children of Abraham by faith. See, and all over the world, see, that promise is fulfilled. But beyond that, see, beyond that, today we are talking about the spiritual aspect of this. You say, well, it doesn't look exactly like this. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. The Epistle of John, he says, what manner of love, see, that God has bestowed upon us, that we should be called sons of God. Even though it doesn't look like it right now. He said, it was not yet appeared. See, it's not how only it doesn't look like. He said, but we know. Praise to the Lord. See? And you say, how is it coming then? See? How is it coming? See, even Paul himself, he wrote about this subject in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 19. He said, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again unto Christ, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 13 also says that all of these things that God is doing, He's bringing into a head. And the head is that we will come into the full nature of Christ. Praise ye the Lord. The nature of Christ is what we are talking about here. And let me explain something this morning. See, why Jesus is the firstborn among many brethren. He's not the only. But He is the first of them. You might say He's the blueprint or carbon copy of what the others should be. How many of you say praise the Lord? Now, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, I want you to talk with me real quickly. The Bible says that we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. The workmanship of God created in Christ Jesus. Now what does that mean?
created in Christ Jesus, no longer in the image of Adam. Now, in the image of Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. That's where the message from last week was going. Small beginning, but greater ending. At first it looked like corruptible seed. But the power of God is declaring that we are coming forth in the image of Christ. Amen. This is a new creation. In fact, it's a new lineage. You know, you can write the genealogy in Luke chapter 3 in a different way after today. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So you can put your name in verse 38 of Luke chapter 3. And Brother Yato, who is the Son of God. Because Adam could not get the job done. He failed miserably. See, and that's why we are all here today, you know, having to preach to people to become saved and get the knowledge of God. This would never have been the case. Because the Lord said, they shall all be taught of me. See, from this morning to the greatest day. New covenant I will make with them. I will write even my laws in their hearts. Amen. No man shall need to say to his brother, I know the Lord. Because they will all know me already. Praise ye the Lord. Because in that image of Christ, it will be like the heavens will open up and say, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. See, that is the declaration that God gave concerning Jesus. And that is the declaration that he's going to give concerning everyone that comes into that image. Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But here is the story. This is where we're going to begin to get into this today. There are some of you today, see, that don't even know it's Jesus. You don't know this power of a new life. See. Oh, but there's room for you. There's room at the cross for everyone. Amen.
Amen.
And for those of you who know this power, see, but you are still in the Adamic land, see, you still haven't recognized that Jesus put all that to rest. See? Amen. The Bible says first, the first Adam, he came. 1 Corinthians 15, but he couldn't get the job done. Then the second one, he came and established a new covenant. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Jeremiah chapter 18, I'm going to read or discourse verses 1 through 3. The Lord said to Jeremiah, I'm going to send you down here to the potter's house. I want you to go there. When you get there, you will hear the word of the Lord. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you when you get down there. But I want you to go down here to the potter's house. So Jeremiah, he made haste and he went down. And I want everybody, you have your Bibles? Because this is where we are really going this morning. I want everybody, if you have your Bibles, come with me to Jeremiah. Chapter 18. And if you don't have a Bible, share with your neighbor because I want you to read this. Jeremiah chapter 18. Don't miss this text that we're about to read. Because this is where this message is this morning. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. See, Jeremiah, he went down, as the Lord said, and he got to the potter's house. And when he stood there, he saw this potter. He was making some pottery, you know, and the clay and so forth like that. You know, and he was there. He was doing that. And Jeremiah, he stood back and looked. See, at verse 4 is where the message is this morning. And the men looked that the potter made of clay. The vessel that he made of clay was marred, see, in the hand of the potter. See, and he was making this thing, see, and as he was molding it, it was messed up, see, it was messed up in his hands. So he made it again. How many of you say, make it again? See, and the message is this morning, Lord, make me over. Make me over a new law. He made it again into a new law. And it placed him
Christ, you're righteous. I mean, we say praise the Lord. Humility again, new law, Father. And I don't have a new law. Say, I'm the beginning of the creation. I'm first born out of the same law. We'll bring forth many other brethren. Praise ye the Lord. Jesus being the first for many others coming together. Jesus himself said, except the power of wheat. Amen. John chapter 12, verse 24. Except he fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. So if Jesus hadn't gone to the cross, he would have been the only Son of God. Amen. For because he did, so when that thing falls into the ground and dies, it brings forth much fruit. So the potter, he made it again into a new law. And in the beginning, when he gave the commandment to Adam, Adam could not follow through. He failed. So the Lord said, I will make it again. A new law. He said, go down to the potter's house. I'm going to show you the word of the Lord when you get there. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Well, I don't care if you're backsliding this morning. See, I don't even care if you're struggling. Some of you young people listen to me now. See. The goal that God has for you is to be in the image of Christ. Not just go to church. Amen. How many of you say amen? Not just go to church, but to be like Christ. See. But you say, well, you know, how can I be like Christ? Because he's going to make you again. To a new law. See, but you must be willing. So then I know. See. Now, see, when God is fashioning you, see, the Bible says sometimes it's not very easy. See, and it doesn't feel very good. See, when he's doing that. See, when the potter is pressing on the clay and mashing it together, you know, and so forth. You know, and all of that. And all of a sudden, did a big mess. Didn't quite turn out like he wanted. See. Many of you, your lives are just like that. Mess. Chaotic. Didn't quite turn out like God wanted. But this morning, he'll make it again. Into a new law. The beginning was in Adam. But the end will be in Christ. How many of you say amen? But aren't you glad that he's in Christ? See, it's not in Adam anymore. See, for as in Adam, all that, even so in Christ, shall all be made alive. Amen. Jesus Christ, the one, the only Lord and Savior. For by him were all things made, whether they are in heaven, whether they are now. Amen. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the one with whom we have to do. And I am so glad that he is the one that has the books. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord said, your latter end is going to be like Christ. Praise the Lord. Your latter end is going to be like Christ. I want you to read with me 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. See, there is a song that we sing that is made for this verse here. It talks about it. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 chapter 3 verse 18. We all with open faith
Yet,
paso nada, no paso no pues.
For Jesus came,
and he said, I am the resurrection and the life.
And he changed all of that. And when he went to the cross, hanging between the cross, he said, it is finished. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is finished. Because now, there is no more reason to look for anybody else. There is no reason for you to sacrifice any goats, or any lambs, or any of these things, or burn incense, or do all of these things anymore. Jesus already finished the work. Praise ye the Lord. And he said, the prince of this world cometh. He had nothing in me. And that's exactly the way that his sons would be. Praise ye the Lord. He said, I have come to convict this world of righteousness, of judgment, and of sin. See? And at the end of the age, even like David said, he said, Lord, forsake me not until I have shown thy glory to everyone that is to come. That is the same way at the end of the day. We will show. This will be the epilogue. It will be the final chapter. See, when you read a book, at the end of it, or you see a movie, at the end of it, you know, the final review. The final chapter. It tells you everything. And this, you look back and see, it puts all the whole plot together. This is the story that will tell the final chapter. This is the thing that God prophesied in the beginning. That he said, I will put my image in there. I will bring them forth my image. But you see, that is his greatest pleasure. He said, I will do all of my pleasure. But they have not done it. And they have not done it quite like the Lord wanted. But today, if you will come just as you are, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We will make you again. You say, well, I don't even know what you're talking about. Well, it is simple. It is simple. This is the real message that ought to be preached at Christmas. Not about some baby in some manger, because he's no longer in a manger. Receive the Lord. Looking for him in a manger, you're wasting your time. He's now the King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords. You can't put him in a manger anymore. You can't put him on the cross anymore. You already blasted out of the graves. And the death and hell cannot hold you down. Praise ye the Lord. What he's looking for now is there going to be room for him in your life. But there was no room for him in that manger. See? There was no room. Will there be room for him in your life? For him to fulfill that which he wants to do. You say, well, I don't understand all of it. You don't need to. See, what you need to understand is Jesus, the righteous. He came into this world. That was it. And he said, if you can only believe, the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, if thou shalt believe in your heart, that's all you need to do. See, that the Lord, raised up Jesus from the dead. And if you confess it with your mouth, you will be saved. It's that simple. See, it's the people that make it complicated. See? Amen. You don't have to sign your name over here in some register. You don't have to jump through hoops or make penance or do all of these things. It is simple. He paid the price for it. Praise ye the Lord. And there is actually nothing else that you can do to purchase or to earn this salvation. It's not free. Some people say salvation is free. Oh no, sir. Jesus paid for it. See? But it comes to you free only because Christ paid for it. Today, if you will come just as you are, you say, well, you know, but I am a Christian. Well, you may be a Christian. We're not talking about Christians today. We're talking about the sons of God. We're talking about those that want to be in the image of Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Because like we said the other day, I don't even know what Christians means. But I do know what the Son of God means. Praise ye the Lord. You say, I want to be like Christ. I want to be in the image of Christ. I want him to form that image in me. Make me over
That kind of stuff, you know. 1, 2, 3.
Ja, hold on, please, hold on.